on the phone to do from the mouths of babes. Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Good morning. I like that Free to Be Me song. I want that for my theme song.
Okay, oh, really? Oh,
doesn't suit.
Yeah, we're kind of attached to Shirley Temple now.
Well, Dan is. Let's be honest, you are.
It's locked in. It's in there. You had 2 weeks where you could change it.
Yep.
And you're unfortunately that time has exceeded now.
Yeah, I didn't have any better ideas. So.
Anyway. What have we got today from the mouths of babes?
Well, yeah, speaking of babes, not so long ago I was visiting some friends with a new baby and I was pleased to see that they were doing really well. But when I asked them what they found hardest about becoming parents for the first time, they said that it was not having as much time for each other. And it sort of struck me that this is really one of the biggest challenges when kids come along is how do you make sure you still get some quality time with your better half and just the way that it does change your relationship with each other.
Do you and your hubby get some time alone without Birdie?
Well, we've actually found it pretty hard to go out, just the two of us. I mean, we don't really have a lot of family in Sydney who can babysit for free. But I was recently reminded of how important it is because my husband and I are actually taking a young engaged couple through the Alpha pre-marriage course. See, we've got time to run marriage courses. We just don't have time to go out together. No, but the Alpha marriage course is really big on what they call marriage time. And they say that you need to spend time together on a daily, weekly, and annual basis. So the daily part is pretty easy. That's just keeping in touch throughout the day. The weekly part is the hardest because that means dedicating one night a week to marriage time, which is essentially, a date night. And then the annual basis means going away somewhere special for a weekend to recharge and reconnect without the kids.
It's a good idea. It sounds good. Do you reckon that's achievable for everyone? Can we do that?
Well, look, if you don't have a host of willing babysitters just lying in wait to look after your kids, then I think especially the weekly part is pretty hard. Maybe once a month might be more achievable. But I had this idea to set up a reciprocal arrangement with somebody else who also wants to have more time with their husband or wife. So one of my neighbours and I have just started doing a babysitting swap after the kids are asleep on a Sunday night. So they went out last week, we went out this week, kids didn't even notice because, you know, I just wandered over there and watched telly after their kids were asleep. So very, very easy. Very, very, yeah. But the other thing is that, of course, if you can't go out, you can have a date night at home, but you have to put some effort in to make it feel a bit special. Like you need to dress up or light candles or put flowers out or cook a really sumptuous meal or maybe play some romantic music because, I don't know, like, yeah, you have to try and make it a little bit special, which, you know, obviously if you're listening to this and you've got a new baby right now, you're probably, you know, probably it just sounds way too hard, you know, to do that. But I don't think there's any way you can really have a special night together without somebody putting in, you know, thought or effort. I mean, obviously it's easier to do pizza in front of the telly, but it's not so likely to reinvigorate your romantic relationship.
This is very true. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a harder thing to do. This that weekly, annual and daily thing, that's kind of wow. I suck at things like that. We're not too great. But I'm always tired.
And then
we're concerned about the kids. Whenever we do go out, we're always thinking about, oh, are they okay? Have they got to bed all right? And it's stressful.
And the other thing, too, is if you actually have to pay for a babysitter, you can't afford it.
You know what you could do, though? Because Leah and I do date night. Thursday nights is our date night. Yeah. And we don't go out. Like, we'll just wait till the... Because I usually go to bed pretty early because obviously waking up early for the show. Mm. But on Thursday nights, it's like, well, as best we can, we try not to, and we'll try and stay
you
up
set
and...
set aside, like, 7 minutes to chat before you have to go to bed.
No, but we put aside, like, maybe an hour. And an hour together, and, like, we're pretty... For us, it's kind of cool because we just sit down and chat and have a coffee and a tea or play a board game instead of watching telly because that helps us interact. But just an hour every Thursday night in your own home, once your kids have gone to bed, like, it's so doable. And an hour a week is, like, it's still pretty good if you're focusing on each other for that whole hour.
Exactly. Actually, my sister-in-law, they used to do a date night every week, just like you. Occasionally they went out, more than often they were at home. And she said one of their best dates was when they went outside, lay on the trampoline, looked at the stars, and just talked all night.
Yeah, see, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
That is a good thing. Look, we want your suggestions, your solutions for this. How do you, as a if you've got a family, how do you spend time just you and your spouse? What do you do? Can you go out? Do you have ways you can sort of dummy that up? Maybe just go outside on the balcony or something like that.
Yeah.
How do you get time alone? Do you do the annual thing, the weekend away? I mean, I like this idea of the daily, weekly, annual, which, oh, I don't know, fail on most of those, I think. But love to hear from you this morning. Yeah, 1-300-40-2020. How do you spend time together, alone, away from the kids and the worries of that? That's the truth. Can you actually forget about your kids too for that period of time?
You don't have to forget.
Well, no, but, you know, not worry about them. Oh, is that possible? Love to hear from you this morning. 1-300-40-2020. Of course, you can. We'll continue the conversation later online, but let's chat about it now on air. We're talking about making time for mum and dad.
Yes.
How do you do that when you got kids? The idea of daily, weekly and annual time alone, like with your, you know, spouse. Is that possible? It's tough. Should we go with first? What do you reckon, Dan?
Let's go with Jenny first.
All right. Jenny, hello.
Hi, guys.
Tell us your scenario. You've got six kids.
Yes, we have.
First of all, wow.
Oh, thanks. They're good kids. They're getting older now. But when they were little, it was really hard to find time together.
So what did you do?
Well, we would have our own date nights at home once a week and, you know, work out the best day, obviously, and we'd organise to have the kids into bed earlier. They'd have their own dinner and then we'd have dinner together. Sometimes we'd make dinner together and that would be part of the whole thing. Other times we would just go and buy those frozen dinners and heat them up and put them on nice plates and have, you know, a bottle of wine or whatever, candlelight, and dress up for the occasion.
That's cool.
And that was fun. As they got older, it was easier to have a friend come over. And so we swapped weeks.
Mm.
He'd come to my house, look after my kids while I went out. And then the next week, I'd go to her place and mind her children.
How many kids did she have?
She only had three.
Oh, wow.
Only, yeah.
I got a good deal.
Very much. Did you ever get to go away in those younger years period?
We haven't had that many times away as such. I can really only remember about four times. We've been married 20 years now.
Uh-huh.
So,
good work.
You know, it's hard to get away, especially with lots of kids. But, you know, as they're getting older, it's getting easier. Although we get busier with other things like church things.
Yep.
Mm.
So,
sounds like you've found a good way to connect each week as husband and wife with six kids. That's a good effort. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, you have to really try hard.
And with six kids and 20 years of marriage, you're sounding pretty happy and good. You don't sound tired and worn out and bitter.
No, it's better now than it was 20 years ago.
Good. I'm glad you said that, because if you'd said something else, it could have been a bit awkward.
Yeah. Good on you, Jenny.
All right. See ya.
Julie is on the line as well. Julie and Jenny, that's very funny. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good. Now, what's your opinion on all this, you know, mum and dad time when you've got kids?
Well, I've got four children. Now, three are adults now and one is 17 during a HSC. But when they were little, we always had one day a week we'd have a date night. I was lucky I had relatives, but I had friends who were in... like if their kids are in preschool and things, they got together with four to six other couples and they would do a roster. Now, they would do the roster 3 months in advance. So the person who was going to look after your kids knew and they could change it if they needed to. You know, and it worked really well for them because they did get to go out once a week. And sometimes they'd just go and buy fish and chips and go and sit down on Cronulla Beach or, you know, just do something simple, buy a barbecued chicken and do something like that, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't cost a lot of money. And sometimes when we went out, we would just have a, you know, we'd take a salad or, you know, it doesn't have to cost a fortune. Or the other thing they did is swap DVDs or videos then when their kids were little so that you would be able to see a movie that you hadn't seen before together. You know, there were lots of things they did to save money and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
I like it. It's good. So no money is no excuse for not having a date night.
And the other thing is for our anniversary, every year my husband has taken me away, even if it's overnight, and we pre-plan it like the year before. Okay, you know, we know it's going to cost this much. Let's put this much away every week so that when it does come around, it's not going to, you know, eat into the budget too much. And just one night, and it doesn't have to be very far away or, you know, but the anniversary, once a year, that's your annual, you know, you can just have a time together.
Lovely. Thank you, Julie.
That's all right. Have a good day.
You too. That is good advice there.
Good
no
advice.
Excuse.
No
excuses. All right. Look, if we want to keep this conversation going, best way to do this is via the blog, which you can get to at hope1032.com.au, from mouthsofbabes.wordpress.com.